So the first attribute, mi kel kamocha. Who is potent like you? Mora aliyot HaKadosh Baruch Hu melech ne'elav. This is a reference to God's being a king who accepts shame. You ever hear of that? A king who accepts shame. King who accepts shame. Kings don't usually accept shame. Don't you dare mess with me, right? Sovel elbon. God is willing to contend with people's embarrassing him, so to speak. Mashallah yichileu arayon. Something which our imagination doesn't fathom. Harei ein davar nistam hashgachato b'li safek. Because if you think about it, really he knows everything. So there's nothing you could do that's hidden from him. Ve'od in rega shlo yeh adam nizon u'mitkehem mikoach elyon ha'shofeh alav. And if you think a step further, you realize that there isn't a moment that a person is alive that he isn't being kept alive, that he isn't being given that strength, that capacity for life, from that upper strength that's pouring down upon him. Every second our heart's beating. Tell me, do you have a choice? Can you take the credit for your heart beating? There's so much in our life we cannot take the credit for. What did I do? The serotonin in my brain, the exact chemicals which the thyroid imparts and keeps us functioning the way we should. We don't even know this is happening, right? When was the last time you thought about your thyroid? So, your thyroid. והרי תמצא שמעולם לא חטא אדם נגדו שלא יהיה הוא באותו הרגע ממש שופע שפע קיומו בתנועת איבריו. Think about it for a minute. You know what this is like? You will never find the minute that a person sinned against Hashem that at that very minute Hashem gave him the strength to be able to sin against him. Meaning at every moment Hashem gives us life, Hashem gives us the capacity to act. So that means that the moment that a person sins, he is really taking that strength and using it against him. And even though we use the strength he gives us against him, he doesn't withhold that strength from us. Hashem accepts that shame, so to speak, and he continues to give us capacity to function. Think about it. Your son says, Abba, can I have a raw egg? And you say, sure, what are you going to do with it? He says, watch. He takes the raw egg, splat on your face. Now he says, Abba, can I have another one? What are you going to say? What are you going to say? You know what you're going to say. We take the strength he gives us, we use it against him. And yet, he keeps giving us capacity to function. Ela sovel hakadosh baruch hu elbon kazeh liyot mashpia bo koach tnuat evarav. Hashem continues to give us the capacity to function. He stands by as though nothing happened. Vehu motzi oto koach b'oto rega b'chet v'avon u'machis v'akadosh baruch hu sovel. We take that very strength, we use it against him, and he takes it and he's willing to put up with it. Ve'lo tomar she'ino yechol limnoa mimenu atov v'uchas v'shalom. And don't say, well, what could God do, really? Could he strike me down with lightning? Could he really make my heart stop? Don't say such a thing. Sharei b'chocho b'reka k'meimrei liyabesh yadav raglav. Hashem can make it in a split second that a person's limbs can go bad. His limbs can shrivel. Ken she'asa liyarovam. We're going to learn in the book of Kings. Yeravam ben Nevat, when he was being chastised by the prophet, so he pointed at him and said, grab him. And that second, his hand went. He couldn't use his hand anymore. So in one second, Hashem can make it that a limb doesn't work. V'im kol zeh she'akoch b'yado lachzir הכוח הנשפע ההוא והיה לו לומר כיוון שאתה חוצה נגדי תכתב שלך ולא בשלי. And even though at any moment Hashem could take away our capacity to act, Hashem should have said, right? We would say, you want to sin against me? Use your own capacity. Don't use what I give you. לא מבני זה מנע טוב מן האדם ולא סבל ללבון. We don't find that. Hashem does not run the world in such a fashion. A person uses his eyes for what he shouldn't be doing with his eyes. He uses his mouth for what he shouldn't be doing with his mouth. He uses his legs for what he shouldn't be doing with his legs. And God just stands by and lets us get away with it, so to speak. And he's willing to put up with that shame. What? And he continues to give us strength. And he keeps giving us the good that he was giving us all along. So this is patience and capacity to accept shame. Something that's beyond our capacity to recount. And that's why the angels call Hashem an embarrassed king. He's willing to accept embarrassment. And that's what we're saying. Who is potent like you? You have so much strength, you could do kindness, and yet you could also take vengeance and take back what's yours. And nonetheless, you're willing to put up with us. You're willing to put up with us until a person does tshuva. What a gift. How many of us would give someone else that chance? Your neighbor comes and says, Stefan, I know you just got a beautiful new Jeep. Leather seats, surround sound, disc player, sunroof. And I'm going on a trip to Eilat. Stefan, let me borrow your Jeep for 3 days. I'll bring it back. I'm just going on a trip with the family. We're going for a little bit of a hike. And you don't need that car. And you say, Joe, you've been my neighbor for 13 years. Take the car. Have a good time with your family. No problem. And he comes back with the car. And suddenly you see his little kid was cutting with his brand new scissors all your upholstery. And your electric door doesn't work. And it doesn't recognize your thumb on the fingerprint, whatever it's called, that gadget. And we won't mention that he went up the rocks and down the rocks and the whole paint job's finished. You look at the car and he says, Stefan, what a friend. I don't know what to tell you. You know, things didn't exactly work out the way it was planned. And you take it to the mechanic and the mechanic tells you $40,000 you got to reinvest to fix up the car. So you invest the $40,000 and you look at your neighbor and his dinky little Volkswagen, whatever, I don't know what today they have, what's a dinky little car, his Honda, and you don't even ask him to pay. You're nice, you smile, you swallow it, you say, fine, everything's great, I'm happy you had a good time. But a week later, he comes knocking on your door again, and he says, Stefan, buddy, I see your car is back up to par. What do you say? See you later, pal. This has been really nice. You know, you can sit at home and watch my car, right? Time and time again, Hashem gives us strength and we misappropriate it, and He continues to give us that strength. So, He has that strength. Mikel kamocha, who is so potent that you're willing to wait until a person repents. Patience. We're a generation that doesn't know the meaning of the word. Patience. Those of you in the Gear program are forced to learn the meaning of the word, but it's hard to have patience, but I want it now. Okay, I'll wait till tomorrow. I'll wait a month. Patience, when you really want to do kindness to someone else, means I'm waiting for him to do it on his terms. And he has to grow. He has to get there. How many people haven't spoken to their parents in a day, a week, a month, a year? How many times people have issues with their parents and they're, oh, yeah. Come on, man. He's just not, I'm not going to talk to him. Wait a second. Patience. He has to grow at my pace or his pace. Patience. Hashem is willing to contend with our taking whatever trust He's put in us. We say it every morning. Guys, what do we say? Mode ani lefanecha. We open our eyes. What do we say? I give thanks before you. Melech chai v'kayam. The king who is living, who is existent. Shechezal tabi nishmati bechemla. You gave me back a soul with such compassion. Rabba munatecha. You have such faith in me. You know what I did yesterday. How come you're giving me another chance today? We begin our morning with that. God gives, look at what faith He has in us. Because He has patience. This is a trait that every person has to adopt. What I mean here says the Tomer Dvorah is patience. and to be willing to put up with shame even to that level, v'im kol zeh lo yeh sof tovato min hamkabel. And even so, he doesn't withhold the good. He doesn't withhold the good from the one who's receiving it. And you will see Be'ezrat Hashem as parents. You will pay a lot of money to do a lot of good things for your kids, and they're going to take it and throw it back in your face. You're going to pay for an excellent college education, and they're going to walk in and say, I'm going to Mahon Meir. You're going to discover suddenly things are not exactly the way you planned. Patience. But Hashem has patience with us. We're pretty frustrating. So what did we learn today? We learned Hashem's descriptions of mercy are there to teach us how we should be merciful. We learned the first attribute of mercy is that Hashem is so potent that He's willing to contend with our rebellious ways, and He keeps giving us capacity to function, and that we should learn from that patience, and we ourselves should be willing to put up with people treating us unfairly. So what does that mean? That means your roommate isn't doing his fair share of cleaning out the room. I didn't tell you guys yet the story. I had some doozy of a roommate. Oh, wow. The cleaner would come in the morning, and this was a yeshiva where we'd have a cleaner. So we had chairs in the room. So he'd always pick up all the chairs and put their feet down on my bed and my pillow. So you understand, the feet of the chairs are dirty, right? Swiping it on my pillow, at least turn it upside down, or at least sometimes put it on your bed. So after a week or two that he's doing this, I asked myself, does he really just not appreciate that the feet of the chair is dirty? So I waited for one time that he was in the room, and I said, oh, the cleaner's coming today. I lifted the chair, and I started approaching his pillow. So he looks at me and says, no, don't do that. You wouldn't want to get my pillow dirty. So you look at that, and you say to yourself, So what's going on here, right? So you understand the feet of the chair are dirty when it comes to your pillow. Patience. We all have our areas where we're wrong, and there's no saying we're right. But the question is, are we going to be patient with other people, or do we have our demands? You should play the game according to my rules. Patience. And one of the areas where a person can really build themselves is in yeshiva, with chavrutot, with roommates. Tov, to be continued, Bezachem.